I'm joined by Tom in the studio now. Hello, Tom.
Good morning, Joshua.
How does it feel, man?
How does what feel?
How does it feel to have your music available and ready for other people to hear?
It feels great. I mean, I'm quite happy for anyone to access it any way they can at this stage, for sure.
So you're going to freely distribute it via radio, via internet?
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Airplane drop, perhaps?
Airplane drops. That's the next step. It's pretty hard to organise, but I'm onto it.
A little dangerous.
Yeah.
How would you be able to afford the insurance?
That's why I'm working. I'm working quite a bit now so I can afford things like this, like insurance for airdrops.
Airdrops. Yeah. Hmm. So that track we just heard, In the Fire.
Yes.
Where do you see this track taking you?
See, I don't really know. This is part of a set of demos that I recorded recently. And they're all going to be mixed and added things too. There's four on a demo and a few people might already have that. But it's going to become an EP with a couple of extra songs. And that track itself, I'm not sure if what's going to be a, you know, single in inverted commas and what's not going to be, but that track's pretty, you know, close to my heart. So hopefully it'll be with me for a while and I can play it at gigs for a little while.
Yeah. Well, hopefully people start hearing it a bit more and you know, they're like, whoa, we're going to get a mixed version soon. And
they
want to hear what you're doing next with it.
Yeah. Great.
I've read that you played classical guitar for nearly a decade
before
you actually started writing songs. And I was just wondering, why did you wait so long for that?
It wasn't so much waiting as it just kind of happened. And there was never any inclination toward writing until I wrote, which sounds kind of ridiculous, but that's just the way it went. Like, I just played classical and learnt classical for a little while. It was a bit of classical, a bit of like sort of old folk numbers and a bit of flamenco as well. But all of a sudden, the need arose and that was the start. And I think I was listening to some music that was quite simple. The guitar was really simple and I was, you know, in the stage where I was into complex, like really complex stuff. And I just thought, it's really simple. And then I listened to the lyrics and the way the melody, the guitar and the lyrics came together to really, really drive this message home. And I thought, that's just so, the message that I got from that or the feeling that I got from that was so much more than what I was getting from what I was playing. And so that was a catalyst.
I also heard a bit of a catalyst was you lost some love.
Yeah, that's always a help as well. I mean, you can't really express anything if you don't need to express anything, or you know, you don't have any really immediate need. So that added to it as well. Yeah.
Well, can you reflect on that experience of loss now that you've created some music about it? Like, is it easy to look back?
Yeah, I suppose it's a reference point. But all of the songs that I wrote around that time are gone. And like when you first start writing songs, you don't realize how much what you're trying to say and what you end up saying don't meet up. Like the articulation just isn't there and the melodic and the feel and everything just doesn't really hit the spot. You end up sort of writing songs that other people have written or, you know, you never really meet up with what you're truly trying to say. And so I hope that I'm getting closer and closer to that. And I feel like I am. And every song that gets closer and closer to that feels like more of a true expression, and really I feel like I'm getting closer. So I don't know if I'll ever get there because it's pretty hard, but hopefully.
Well, it's about the journey.
Yeah, for sure.
Not the destination. Now, do you draw inspiration from, like, we've obviously talked about events, you know, things that have happened in your life. Do you ever use Brisbane itself as a place to draw inspiration from?
I hadn't really, because I was mostly pretty insular, and then it changed to this was the place I lived, because before that I wasn't living here. I was living on the Sunshine Coast and coming to uni down here. And then I've been living here for about pretty much a year or so now. And yeah, it is really, I don't mean, it's not like I use the story bridge as inspiration or anything like that. Like it's not inanimate objects or anything in particular, but yeah, as a place, and it really feels like home now. And then, you know, I can sit on, in our living room at our place in Highgate Hill and look out over sort of a little bit of the city, but more a bit north as well. And it's just, yeah, it definitely is a point of inspiration.
That's good. Well, we've got another track of yours coming up now. It's called Restless. And some people don't like talking about what their songs mean. They prefer the songs to speak for themselves.
Yeah.
Did you want to give us any information at all about this one?
Okay, I'll probably give something a little bit inadequate and make it like a bit too shallow in the first, you know, in the 20 seconds. But it's I mean, restless is a big thing. We're all a bit restless, but yeah, I don't know.
That's all right.
You take what you want from it.
Oh, cool. So we're joined today by Tom Cooney at 4ZZZ.